The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and take a look at where I am. I am at the Castle Dunrobin. It's known as the Versailles of the North. It is absolutely beautiful, and I'm going to take you along with me in these gardens. They are absolutely extraordinary. It's an absolutely magnificent castle, and you've got to come and see it if you ever make it to the Scottish Highlands. But though I may be in Scotland, it is of course America that is witnessing something absolutely extraordinary this week. So in a single 6-3 ruling, the Supreme Court didn't just side with President Trump. They potentially rewrote 90 years of constitutional law and handed him unprecedented power to reshape the entire federal government. Now, the key to this decision is that it's not just another political win. This is a constitutional earthquake that could fundamentally transform how America's governed for generations to come. Now, the facts in this case are pretty staggering. So Trump fired Democrat FTC Commissioner Rebecca Kelly Slaughter back in March, despite federal law supposedly protecting her from removal without cause. When lower courts tried to stop him, Trump appealed directly to the Supreme Court, and they just rendered their decision. And Trump didn't just win, he won decisively. But here's what makes this truly historic. The Supreme Court agreed to hear another case in December with the potential to overturn what's called Humphrey's executor. And that's the landmark 1935 ruling that's protected independent agencies for 9 decades. Now, we're talking about this ruling. It's perhaps the most significant Supreme Court ruling that's allowed for the rise of the administrative state in DC. That's the Humphrey, right? Humphrey's executor basically ruled that the president was limited in terms of who he could actually fire. But ironically, in that decision, they mistook how the executive branch was structured. So a lot of legal analysts have argued that Humphrey's executor was ripe for overturning. The decision was blatantly flawed in its judicial reasoning as well as its actual rationale. But the Supreme Court has yet to overrule it. And so the decision has protected independent agency commissioners from ever being fired by the president. And so what that means is that since 1935, presidents have been constitutionally limited in their ability to fire heads of state. Let's go on down here. In their ability to fire heads of, or these heads of these agencies that basically run virtually every bit of our country. And as a result, proponents of the administrative state argued that these agencies could be redesigned to operate independently from political pressure. And they claimed it created a system of checks and balances that's governed America since the New Deal era. The problem, of course, with that is that all these so-called independent agencies have gone rogue. They've exploited that supposed independence such that now we have unelected bureaucrats basically running our nation's capital. They ignore the will of the people. In fact, they detest the will of the people. And they rule in accordance with their own values, interests, and concerns. But what we're now witnessing is nothing short of a systematic dismantling of that administrative state. And the data tells the story. Trump has already fired leaders at multiple independent agencies. So we're talking the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, National Labor Relations Board, Merit Systems Protection Board, and the Office of Special Counsel. Now, the key to all of that is that each firing represents a direct challenge to decades of constitutional precedent. And with decision after decision after decision, the Supreme Court's conservative majority has been more than ready to support President Trump. This current Supreme Court is absolutely poised to give Trump the full restoration of his full executive power granted to him by the Constitution. In fact, the liberal Justice Elena Kagan's dissent revealed the stakes here, warning her fellow leftists that the conservative majority has effectively transferred full control of all of those agencies to the president. And what's so key here is that we're seeing the legal transformation accelerating, and that the Department of Justice announced that it'll no longer defend for-cause removal protections, meaning that the Justice Department is no longer going to take up any kind of complaints that these guys launch, these agency directors launch against Trump, who he just fired. So that effectively overturns Humphrey right there. Trump is restructuring the whole of the federal government by implementing what's called unitary executive theory. And that's the constitutional interpretation that gives the president ultimate total control over the entire executive branch, which is the constitutional vision of the executive branch. Now, if you want slow, deliberative, decentralized power, you look to Congress, because that's the way Article 1 structures, right, Congress. But Article 2 provides for very swift, fast, powerful governance in the office of the president, but it's limited solely to his term. So everything the president enacts can be overturned by the next president. So the president has extraordinary power, but that power is limited to his duration. But the idea that that power was limited by unelected bureaucrats that make up a permanent bureaucracy does not have a constitutional bone in its body. The executive branch is limited either by the popularly elected Congress or by the Supreme Court that's appointed by an electorally elected president and confirmed by the Senate. There is no unelected bureaucratic body that functions as a limit on the president's power. This is the unitary executive theory of presidential governance. And Trump, along with the Supreme Court, is restoring that form of governance for the first time in nearly a century. And the implications for that restoration are staggering. Wait until you see this.
And by the way, Pelosi is getting more and more. Are you seeing she's getting more and more in trouble for her insider trading? Have you ever wondered how people like Nancy Pelosi seem to know exactly when to buy certain stocks? How politicians seem to have impeccable secret knowledge of what's going to be doing well in the market? Well, it's all insider trading, as you know. Pelosi and her cronies have been getting away with it for years, and Trump looks like he's cracking down on it. But guess what? There's a way for us to get even with these crooks before Trump even cracks down on it. You and I actually have access to that very same inside information. Did you know that? Thanks to a little SEC loophole, we can track what the big corporate CEOs are buying up in real time, and then we can just ride their coattails into financial success perfectly legally, perfectly ethically, right? Nobody's bribing us. Once you learn the secret of the trade, you're in. It's amazing stuff. Now, to do that, you've got to join me along with my good friend and trading expert, Ross Givens. Ross is the real deal, too. His insider tips have led to returns of over 200%. Some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%. It's going to be absolutely huge, but seating is limited. Click on that link below. Snag one of your online seats. Gang, this is going to change your life. You're going to love this. You cannot afford to miss this. Click on that link below and register right now for this free online event.
Now, if Trump succeeds, and make no mistake, he is succeeding. But if he succeeds, he would, in effect, control all of what the administrative state used to control as the basis for their power. So Trump would control the SEC's investigation of Wall Street. He would control the FTC's antitrust enforcement. He would control the FCC's media regulations, which leftists are already flipping out over with the temporary suspension of Jimmy Kimmel. And he would enforce the NLRB's labor decisions. Again, the key here is that up until this point, these unelected bureaucratic agencies all governed those affairs. They were all unanswerable to the people, to the voters. And that's why the elites, the permanent political class, have been ruling according to their own values, interests, and concerns, with no obligation whatsoever towards the values, interests, and concerns of the people. Well, gang, no more. That's over. Now it is the will of the people expressed through the democratically elected president that determines the policies in all of these areas. And ironically, Trump's secret weapon to this restoration has been the Supreme Court itself. With six conservative justices, including three Trump appointees, the court has consistently expanded
presidential power while constraining administrative agencies. Every time in nearly two dozen cases where Trump's executive authority has been challenged, Supreme Court has sided with Trump, or better, the conservative majority has sided with Trump. The liberals have been so absolutely horrified to see the administrative state that they helped build through Humphrey's executor completely and totally dismantled. And so this December, we'll hear oral arguments that legal analysts believe would be the beginning of the official end of Humphrey. And as a result, the president will be able to fire any agency head for, frankly, whatever reason he wants. Unelected regulatory agencies exercising authority over markets, labor, and communications is effectively over. The administrative state, built over 90 years, could be restructured within months, and the constitutional precedent would be irreversible. Unlike legislation, Supreme Court rulings on constitutional interpretation can only be overturned by constitutional amendment, virtually impossible in today's political climate. So once again, we're seeing President Trump redefining, or better, reawakening the powers of the constitutional presidency. And he's had the conservative Supreme Court backing him up and making that reawakening permanent every step of the way. God bless, gang.
All right, gang, that's a wrap. Now, if you want the latest updates and some behind-the-scenes goodies, head on over to turley.pub/news and sign up for our newsletter. Big things are always coming.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.